the gatekeepers, the tastemakers, the opinion leaders, all similar phrases for the elusive souls who can, with the point of a finger, gesture to thousands of others that this thing, this book, this gadget, this notion is worth their time. That's how it used to be. But all the Walter Winchells and the editors of newspapers that hire exclusively from Ivy League schools no longer have a lock on the gates. The internet holds the promise of democratizing buzz as we know it. To that end, enter Dig, a website where users essentially vote on cool stories and blog posts from all over the internet. If Dig users dig a story, then those stories get better placement. The most popular Dig stories are read by tens of millions of people. The greatest digger of all time may be a fellow who calls himself Mr. Babyman. In fact, Mr. Babyman is so good at making certain stories famous that he has his detractors, and it's all blown up on Dig, where you'll find that the most popular stories as of late are about how Mr. Babyman could be something of a fraud. A reporter for the tech blog Read Write Web has been looking into the Babyman controversy. Hello, Marshall Kirkpatrick.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, Babyman, and by the way, what's his real name?
Andrew Sorcini.
So, Sorcini was just seen for a time as a very adept user of Big, which meant what? That when he said a story was cool, it shot up the charts like Murray the K used to be able to do with radio?
It's true. Mr. Babyman is an editorial genius, able to find interesting stories and summarize them well before anyone else so that all the other users gave it a quick vote, and it was placed in front of tens or hundreds of thousands of people.
And is it a real democracy, one man, one vote, or do you get sort of weighted votes?
You do get weighted votes, but the algorithm there is always changing to try and create more diversity.
Uh-huh.
It's become increasingly difficult for top users to succeed in high placement of stories, except somehow for Mr. Babyman.
So Babyman was, no matter how they changed the algorithm, Babyman was always up there at the top.
He continues to win.
Is it just that people were jealous of Mr. Babyman's success, or was there any evidence that what Mr. Babyman was doing might have been subterfuginous? Sorry, might have been underhanded in some way.
People are definitely jealous. People allege that he is engaging in underhanded behavior, but all indications from my investigation point to his being a good faith actor on the site and just being really, really good at what he does. The primary allegation has been that Mr. Babyman finds good stories that smaller users have submitted and scoops them up, resubmitting them from his more powerful account.
So he's the 800-pound gorilla, and if he sees something good, instead of finding his... What is the ethics? You're supposed to find your own story, not just copy someone else's?
Exactly.
From the article you wrote on Read, Write, Web, he had sort of a conference with friends of his, and they brought you in to try to tell their side of the story? Am I getting that right?
That's true. He often spends time on Skype talking late into the night with any number of people who are friends and confidants and followers.
Well, going into this conversation where Mr. Babyman and his friends were talking, what did you think was the most tangible argument against him, or what was the complaint that he might have the hardest time batting away?
Well, the hardest complaint might be that he may on occasion submit stories that that other people have already submitted, but his response or the response of his entire circle of friends is that when they resubmit stories, they're doing it for stories that aren't doing well on the site already or have been poorly submitted.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a latter-day recording artist who takes an obscure groove from a 70s track and says, I'm not ripping them off. I'm just trying to give something that's great in and of itself a little more exposure.
I think that's a fair analogy in the cases when that happens.
Marshall, it's Robert Smith here. I still don't understand why this is such a big deal for Dig users. This guy is obviously smart. He works hard. He perhaps sells these little stories and sells it in a more compelling way. If Dig's all about just getting good information out there, then who cares who's bringing it?
Well, some people allege that top Dig users have a financial interest in their success on the site, which gives them a motive to cheat, spam people on the site, and engage in other unsavory activities.
So Mr. Babyman could make money off of this, conceivably?
Oh, very, very conceivably. And in fact, I argued in my article that many of the other top users do have a direct or indirect financial interest in their success on Dig. Ironically, well, Mr. Babyman does not.
How much money is at stake? How much money can you make?
I would guess that there is a substantial number of the top Dig users that are making between $100,000 and $300,000 a year as consultants by using their social media expertise, as demonstrated by their success on Dig. Helping people learn how to blog, how to use sites like Dig, and it's their success on Dig that's the crown jewel of their resume.
So essentially, if people in the Dig community, especially if powerful people, are PR agents, that's pretty bad for Dig. So what is Dig doing to combat that?
Well, Dig doesn't evaluate people based on their what they do for a living, but what Dig is doing is changing their algorithm all the time to make it harder and harder for previously successful people to continue dominating the front page and to broaden the scope of users whose stories hit the front page.
In your evaluation from having talked to Mr. Babyman, is he a naive guy? Why did he get into, well, it's not trouble, but why did he come under so much fire if his hands were pretty clean?
Well, he's an incredibly visible person on the site, and that's just asking for unhappy users to give you a hard time in a lot of cases. And Dig does have some unscrupulous people on it. I think that a lot of new users who don't know him personally and haven't watched him closely suspect that he must be one of those unscrupulous users.
Are the unscrupulous users in his circle?
I think there are, yes.
So friends of his that he has Skype conversations with, people who claim to be his friends are actually part of the Dig problem?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so what's being done about them?
Well, nothing individually, but they are struggling to deal with this new algorithm change. And many of them are not nearly as successful as they used to be, though Mr. Babyman continues to be.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Marshall Kirkpatrick, who's a lead writer for Read Write Web, a blog for tech news, reviews, and analysis. He did reporting on the Mr. Babyman situation on Dig. Thanks a lot, Marshall.
Thank you.
Next on the big show, the NHL Finals. Mr. Hockey Man, Mike Pesca, cares about this. I do, too, kind of, in a strange Canadian way. But that won't stop me from asking probing and fascinating questions.
Just national pride.
National pride.
You.
That's what it's all about.
Even though the nation of Canada does not have a team in the finals.
Oh, Canada is always in the finals.
Oh,
you
Canada.
Know that. They're always playing somewhere. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.